This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hit out at Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi over his remark on a particular community in Lok Sabha. Replying to the motion of thanks on President's address to joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament, Mr. Modi said, "It is a serious matter that conspiracy is being hatched to level false allegations against a particular community." Without naming Mr. Gandhi, he took a pot shot at the Congress leader and accused him of misleading the House on the issue of Agniveer and MSP. Prime Minister Modi accused the Congress of spreading misinformation on the Constitution and reservation and misleading the people in the Lok Sabha polls. Later in the day, the Lok Sabha was adjourned sine die after the lower house adopted a motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address. Speaker Om Birla made an announcement in this regard. Mr. Birla said, "During the session, the Lok Sabha recorded 103% productivity." He said, "A total of 539 members took oath in this session. The session of the Lok Sabha, which had convened on the 24th of last month, was scheduled to end tomorrow." External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today reached Astana in Kazakhstan. He will represent Prime Minister Narendra Modi and lead the Indian delegation at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit, which will be held on Thursday. Kazakhstan's Deputy Foreign Minister Alibek Bakayev welcomed Dr. Jaishankar on his arrival. The External Affairs Minister met Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Kazakhstan Murat Nurtaleev today. Dr. Jaishankar thanked him for the hospitality and arrangements for the SCO Council of Heads of State Summit. They discussed the expanding strategic partnership and India's increasing engagement with Central Asia in various formats. Both also exchanged views on regional and global issues. Over 116 people lost their lives and several others were injured during a stampede at a religious gathering in Pulrai village in Hathras district of Uttar Pradesh today. Senior Superintendent of Police Eta Rajesh Kumar Singh said a large crowd had assembled for the event and the stampede most likely resulted from overcrowding. Hathras District Magistrate Ashish Kumar said the stampede took place when people were exiting after the event. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the tragic incident. He has directed the district administration officials to expedite the relief work at the spot. He instructed the officials to complete the probe into the cause of the stampede within 24 hours. An FIR will be registered against the program organizers. The Chief Minister has announced financial assistance of 2 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees each to the injured. In view of the accident, the district administration has issued helpline numbers 057-222-7041 and 057-222-7042 for the help of common people. The Delhi High Court today issued notice on a plea filed by Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal challenging his arrest by the CBI in the alleged liquor policy scam. The court asked the central agency to file its response by 17th of this month in the matter. Chief Minister Kejriwal, who is presently in a 14-day judicial custody till 12th of this month in a money laundering case related to the scam, assailed the validity of his arrest by the CBI and subsequent custody of the agency. Accused Jaleel Khan Pathan and Sanjay Jadhav, who were arrested in the NEET paper leak case, were remanded to CBI custody till the 6th of this month. After the probe into the Latur connection in the NEET scam was transferred to the CBI, the Central Investigative Agency had sought custody of the accused for a thorough probe into the case. And in tennis, two-time Wimbledon champion Andy Murray has withdrawn from the men's singles event of the championships. The 37-year-old Briton, who underwent surgery to remove a spinal cyst 10 days ago, was due to face Czech opponent Tomáš Macák in the first round of the tournament today. However, Murray will be competing in the doubles with his brother Jamie Robert Murray. Andy Murray is a British professional tennis player. He was ranked world number one in singles for 41 weeks in 2016. And that is the end of this news bulletin.